Hello and welcome to Unstuck. I'm Jenny Cole, the CEO of Positively Beaming and the author of Teach, Lead or Leave. And I'm delighted to have you here on day one of Unstuck. First things first, thank you for being here. I know that you have a to-do list as long as your arm and you are super busy. And so taking 10 minutes for yourself probably feels super indulgent right about now. Here's the thing. You signed up for this because something is not quite right. You're feeling a little restless. Something's not quite working. You're feeling a bit discombobulated. And so far, ignoring that feeling hasn't made it go away. So let's start with some truth telling. You know that feeling, the one that you're the only one that's not coping and you're the only one who doesn't have their shit together and everybody else seems to have figured out. So therefore, you must be broken. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is complete rubbish. Don't believe me, believe the stats. 35% of teachers and school leaders are unsure about whether they'll stay in the profession until their retirement. 39% say they intend to leave before then. And here's the kicker, 53% of principals have considered quitting in the past 12 months. So let me say that again, half of school leaders have thought about walking away. So if you are lying in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, I can't keep doing this, then you're not alone and you are not weak, you are not ungrateful, you are not unskilled, you are not uncommitted, you are just human. Now, you've probably heard the story about the frog in boiling water, right? If you drop a frog into boiling water, it'll jump out immediately if it can. But put that frog in cool water and slowly, slowly turn the heat up. The frog won't notice the danger. It will just adjust to the rising temperature until eventually, well, you know what happens in the end, and it's not good. And that is what's happening in education right now, and maybe in your school, maybe in your role. The water has just been heating up so gradually that you didn't notice. One more initiative, one more expectation, one more thing to add to your plate, one more policy change, one more parent complaint, one more really challenging student, and one more staff member on workers' compensation. And you're a good little frog, I mean, teacher or leader, and you've just adapted, right? You've worked longer hours, you've skipped lunch, you've answered your emails at 9 o'clock at night, you took work home, you stopped seeing your friends, you told yourself it's just this term or just this week or just during reporting, or it's just until I get on top of things. But here you are, neck deep in boiling water. The culture you're in, the expectations you're under, the context you're working in, they're impacting on your well-being, whether you've fully acknowledged it or not. And here's what I want you to hear. Getting out of boiling water doesn't make you a quitter. It makes you smart. But as we go through this podcast, we will talk about the various ways that you can get out of the hot water that you're in, and not all of them involve quitting. So over the next 5 days, we're going to look at what is actually going on for you, not what you should do, not what's expected of you, what you actually need. Because here is what I have learned from coaching hundreds of educators through this exact crossroads. The question we've been asking ourselves is wrong. It isn't, should I stay or should I go? The real questions include, what do I need to do to thrive? What's draining my energy? What lights me up and gives me energy? And what tiny step could I take pretty quickly that might change everything? You might stay. You might leave. You might pivot sideways. You might pause for a bit. You might stretch into something new or phase out gradually. The decision you make about your career and what you want to do with it is yours. Conscious, intentional, and not in a crisis like mine was. Tomorrow, I am going to introduce you in episode two to a simple framework that helps you figure out where you actually are right now. And it's based on two major things: your energy and your impact. Some of you, and I meet you in my courses and in my coaching, are still buzzing with energy, but you feel like you're not quite making the difference that you used to. You're underutilized, you're restless, you might even be a little bit bored with where you are. Some of you, many of you, are making an enormous impact on the staff and students around you, but you're running on empty. You're overwhelmed, you're exhausted, and you're probably heading for burnout if you're not already there. Some of you have lost both. You've got low energy and you're not making any impact. And that's going to feel like you're stuck. It's going to look like you're cynical or may even feel hopeless. Yet out there are many teachers and leaders who are thriving, high energy, high impact. And if that's you, honestly, you probably don't need this series. Refer it to somebody else who you think might get benefit out of it. But stick around anyway, because you won't always be in that quadrant. A change of school, a change of context, a change of cohort, and a change of family situations, and we can slip into one of the other quadrants. And it's good to know what you can do when things shift. So here is what I want you to do today. Just one thing. I want you to notice. I want you to take some time to notice when you feel most drained. What tasks, what people, what situations suck the life right out of you? And then on the other side of the ledger, I want you to think, what is it that makes me feel most alive? What moments in my day, and sometimes they will only be moments, but what moments in my day give me spark? What am I doing in those moments? Who am I with? What tasks am I doing? I don't want you to judge. I don't want you to fix it. I don't want you to seek therapy. I just want you to notice it. Ideally, you could write it down if you want to. And we can provide a worksheet at the bottom of this podcast for you to do that. But a mental note, if that's easier, just pay attention. Because awareness is always the first step to change. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow on day two for where we're going to challenge that binary black or white thinking that's keeping you stuck. I've got lots more to share with you in the next episodes. So thank you for being here today. You've got this. You're not alone. And let's see what we can do about it. Listen on. I'll see you tomorrow.